Hello, thank you so
Hello.
much for taking the call. This is Elba. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. And I would like to start by getting to know, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Great. And in which state are you registered to vote?
In Wisconsin.
Thank you so much for that. And also, I would like to know, are you from any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish descent?
Yes.
Okay, and which would you consider your race is?
What was the question?
I'm sorry, in what year were you born? Just to make sure that we're talking to a representative sample of all ages.
72.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost signing to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances...
Well, I'm going to vote.
I'm sorry?
Well, I'm voting, yeah.
Thank you. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
The economy.
Okay, may I know the reason why?
Everything's going up in price.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Let me type that up. So everything's going up on prices, right?
Yep.
Great, thank you so much for that. And now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
No, I voted for Trump.
Thank you so much for that. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald
nope.
Trump, Green Party candidate Bill Saint, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Probably Trump again.
Thank you so much for that. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidate using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. In the case of Joe Biden, from 0 to 100, how...
0.
Okay, thank you. And in the case of Donald Trump?
100.
Thank you so much for that. And thinking about the elections this November, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
The Republican candidate.
Thank you so much for that. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Tammy Baldwin or the Republican Eric Holder?
Probably Eddie.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Would you say Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Donald.
And do you trust Donald much more or just somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you so much for that. And please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. The first one is, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Would you say you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree to that?
Somewhat disagree,
okay. And then we have President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Would you say you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Disagree.
And would you say you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Thank you. We also have President Biden to prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree or disagree to that?
What was the question again?
Yes, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Disagree.
And would you say you support this? Okay, thank you. And then we have President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Would you agree or disagree?
Disagree. Strongly.
Thank you so much for that. And I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants for each. Tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living in and working in the United States for over 10 years. Would you agree or disagree?
Agree.
And would you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have President Biden to protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 6 years, who passed the background check and cannot safely return to their homes, countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Would you agree or disagree to that?
Disagree.
And would you say you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Okay. Then I have President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Would you agree or disagree to that?
I agree.
And would you say you somewhat agree or somewhat? Okay. Then we have President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Somewhat agree with that also.
Thank you so much for that. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. The first one is, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade and are protected from deportation. If President Biden enacted that program, would that make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election, or would it make the difference one way or the other?
It doesn't make a difference one way or the other.
Thank you so much for that. Now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would you say that you are more or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
It doesn't make a difference.
And then I have a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would you say that that makes you more likely to vote for him, less likely, or makes no difference?
It doesn't make a difference,
Okay, thank you. Now, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Would you say that makes you more or less likely to vote on him, or makes no difference one way or another?
It doesn't make a difference. I mean,
okay,
that's
and then
pretty much it right now.
Okay, and then a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years and are protected for deportation.
No, it doesn't make a difference.
Okay, and then a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure in citizen state experiences and increase in the arrivals of vulnerable immigrants. Would that make you more likely, less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference one way or another?
Yeah, pretty much doesn't make a difference. I'm pretty much on all that with Biden.
Okay. The last question is, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to their economy. Would this be, would this make much more likely, somewhat less likely, or makes no difference?
It doesn't make no difference. No, it doesn't.
Okay.
They gotta get going. Okay.
Yes, I understand. We are almost done with this. We are at the 72% of the survey. I just would like you to indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following statements. The first one is, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm concerned.
Very concerned or somewhat concerned?
Yeah.
Okay, very concerned, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed full immigration measures like getting rid of asylum internment camps near the border and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Would you say you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Concerned, very concerned.
Okay, thank you. And then we had Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an errant package of citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. And then we have Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned, but...
Thank you. And then we had Donald Trump and Republicans have believed, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not
somewhat
at all concerned?
Concerned.
Thank you so much for that. At the same time, I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. The first one is, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. And then we have that Donald Trump says that we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
Probably Biden's, but I'm still not voting for Biden.
Okay, it's okay. If you would like to, would you say then that the Biden approach gets you much closer, or it is somewhat closer?
Yeah. It doesn't have so much filter.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is somewhat closer, right? Thank you so much. And after hearing more information, let me ask you again, but about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'm voting for Trump.
Thank you. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Yeah.
And what is your relationship to them? Are they your friend, family member, a client, or co-worker?
Friends and family members.
Okay, thank you so much for that.
Friends and family members.
Okay. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? I will say WhatsApp, Fox News channels or website, Instagram, Spanish language radio programs, Univision, or Telemundo, TikTok, OAN, or Newsmax, Facebook, MSNBC, and CNN, or
MSNBC, CNN. In headline news.
I'm sorry, which is the other one? Yes, Matt?
Headline news, MSNBC, CNN, CNN, headline news. Yeah, that's pretty much all I get my stuff.
Okay, what about you too?
Talk radio.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Finally, we'll also ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, and that's it. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Spain and Mexico.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And at the same time, were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
What was the question?
Were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico? Okay, thank you.
Were either
your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
I was born in the U.S.
Okay, thank you so much for that. So, what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish
both
than
languages,
English.
Spanish and English.
And would you say that you speak more English than Spanish, or Spanish and English equally, or more Spanish than English?
Spanish and English, both.
Equally.
More English.
Okay, so it is more English.
Okay,
more English. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Right now, I don't think of myself either or. Just
independent?
Independent
work?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party? Who do you think you're closer to?
Probably the Republican side.
Okay, thank you. Thinking on political terms, would you say that you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you so much. What is the last year of the schooling you have completed?
I got a bachelor's.
Okay, thank you so much for that.
4 years of college.
Okay, thank you. What is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Thank you so much for that. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Alfredo.
Alfredo.
Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for that. And also, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
No, thank you. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. This concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation. Bye-bye.